The world's Roopa Shenoy has been traveling and speaking with people about hate crime since the election. So you were in Chicago doing some reporting on this, Roopa. Did you learn anything that could help us understand more about what happened in Charlottesville this weekend?
Yeah, the criticism of Trump for initially not directly condemning white supremacists, it reminded me of a conversation I had with a poet in Chicago. Chance the Rapper calls him his artistic father. Mm. His name is Kevin Koval. He's white, and he runs a youth spoken word group called Louder Than a Bomb, and that's where Chance got started. Anyway, Kevin says white people's reluctance to not talk directly about things like white violence has allowed that violence to continue.
You know, we have a very difficult time talking about race, and more specifically talking about whiteness and even naming whiteness. And I think that itself is a kind of violence. You know, what we're seeing is just the maintenance and the chronic perpetuation of white supremacist terror.
Okay, understood. But there are, Roopa, plenty of whites condemning the white nationalists in Charlottesville, quite vocally, on both sides of the aisle, and a good 48 hours before Trump's most recent comments.
There are, and I have a theory about that.
What's your theory?
Okay, so this is generalizing, but it's hard to not talk about this without generalizing. I think hate crimes against black people have become normalized and aren't getting much media attention. But since 9/11, the war on terror, particularly since the election, the media has been highlighting racist incidents against immigrants, Jewish people, and Muslims, maybe because those crimes seem new and different. And yeah, because they've been horrific. And immigrants, Muslims, and Jewish people have been really vocal about those crimes, particularly because they feel the need to defend their American identity. And that's raised the profile of this white power hate that's been there since, you know, before the country existed. Mm. And now more people are pushing back.
Can you break this down for us with some concrete examples?
Yeah. First example of hate incidents against black people going unnoticed. I talked to Kofi Ademola, an organizer with Black Lives Matter in Chicago, and he told me about an incident last year in this community called Mount Greenwood. It's far south side, mainly white, and it's surrounded by black neighborhoods. Police shot a young man there, and Kofi and others were standing outside with the family of the guy who died.
And then across the street from us, you'd see a crowd build up, and next thing we know, people are driving by screaming, you know, go home. So we literally found ourselves what felt like 1950s Alabama. It was surreal.
Oh, I never heard about that happening.
Yeah, I didn't either until he told me about it. It didn't make much national news. It did make local papers because they had to be escorted out by police.
Wow.
So another example is a young woman named Natalia Yarborough. She's black, white, and Mexican. And she lives in Inglewood, which is one of the most violent neighborhoods on the South Side.
I've never had somebody say something racist to me, and I thought, you know, I think maybe I'll file a hate crime against them. It's almost like the norm. Our police are always worrying about murders and guns and domestic violence and real issues. They don't really come out because somebody called you gay, you know, or because somebody doesn't like you because you're Asian or black or Mexican. They almost ignore those phone calls. If I were a police officer, I would too.
So again, almost a normalization of these hate crimes on African Americans. Do you have examples of how immigrants specifically and kids of immigrants respond to hate crimes?
Yeah. So this is a lady named Anna, who's the daughter of Mexican immigrants. She was attacked in May coming out of a memorial service at a friend's house in the southwest suburbs.
And out of nowhere, this white female speed walking towards me. And now I caught what she's saying. This is America. Get out of my country. And I looked at her like in shock, like, is this happening? And when she's coming at me, I said, are you f-ing talking to me? And she said, yes, I'm talking to you, you f-ing spick, and just punched me in my face. I told her, I am American. What are you talking about?
What happened next?
She fought back. They were rolling around on the ground.
Whoa.
The police came, and Anna says the woman kept yelling about her being Mexican. But later, the police said they hadn't heard anything.
And it doesn't get charged as a hate crime.
Right. But she and her lawyer at the Chicago Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights are trying to bring civil hate charges. So here's another example. The day I got to Chicago, there was an incident in the news. Some girls wearing hijabs had walked into a diner, again in the southwest suburbs, and they got heckled by an old man. There's a video.
Go and beat it. If you don't like in this country,
this is our home too. What do you mean?
We were born in this country.
Anything else?
Let's go.
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
Let's
Wow, that's terrible. What kind of media attention did this event get?
Tons. I asked the deputy director at the Chicago offices of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, his name is Sufyan Sohel, if pushback from people like the girls in the video, if that might be escalating tensions in some circumstances.
Yeah, probably. I think definitely. But I don't think that's a challenge we need to back off of.
And at least they can tell someone that it happened. He says if particularly young men don't have that outlet, that's the kind of thing that opens them up to radicalization.
I'm beginning to see what your theory is. Just bring it all back together for us.
Hate incidents against immigrants are raising awareness of white violence that's been directed toward African Americans for a long time and continues today. And that heightened awareness is making more people fight back against things like a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville.
The World's Rupa Shenoy, thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
You can find our podcast, Otherhood, that Rupa hosts on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.